Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. A client of mine sent me an email describing how his cats sometimes wake him in the middle of the night or disturb him while he's reading in bed, playing tag around his home. The reason they wake him is because the cats have evidently decided that he's home base. So if a cat makes it to him, and specifically on top of him, then that cat is safe. His description of the game got me thinking about home base and all the different ways this concept shows up in our interactions with animals. In this particular case, the game took on an especially potent and positive emotional charge for me because this was one of those situations where somebody got a young kitten, separated that kitten from the adult cat in the household, and was so afraid that something terrible was going to happen that he found all kinds of different excuses not to introduce them to each other. And by the time he finally worked up the courage to do this, the kitten was no longer a kitten. As those of you who know anything about feline, canine, and other animal development know, adult animals tend to be more understanding and more flexible when it comes to young animals with their obviously more infantile features than they are to other adults. They'll accept kinds of play or roughhousing or gestures from those youngsters that they'll take offense at from an older animal. So I was concerned about this. But we lucked out in that the young cat is an extraordinary young animal. It has a tremendous amount of confidence and self-control. And the older animal, she's pretty special too in her own way. Even though she's more timid, she has good maternal instincts. It took a while for things to settle down, but now they know the rules of each other's games and they're best buds. In this case, the reason it worked is because ultimately the owner did develop good parental skills. Because of that, they see him as home base. I don't know whether kids make up games now where there's a home base or whether they do all this on computers, but when I was a kid, home base was an important part of so many games I can't even remember them all. Was probably a variation on the baseball game, right? When you got home, you were in free, and you got a point. So we had home base for games of hide-and-seek, and cops and robbers, and cowboys and Indians, and games with what are now probably considered such politically incorrect names, I don't even want to mention them. But there was that idea of home base. In a more serious vein, this concept of the owner as home base is also rewarding to see when things aren't going so well. When the dog or the cat isn't sure of things, and instead of flying off the handle and taking matters into his or her own paws, that animal stays close. The animal is usually beside or slightly behind the owner. They're not out in front calling the shots and expecting the owner to react to what they do. They don't feel obligated to protect that person from the UPS man, the strange, the new UPS man instead of the old UPS man, or the plumber they've never seen. So home base is nice. Home base is the kind of relationship that you have with a parental figure. It's not the kind of relationship you have with someone you perceive as more dominant, someone you may have to get out there and back up, someone you feel somewhere in the back of your mind the constant need to compete with. No. Home base, whether it's in a game or when we're talking about the relationship between a companion animal and his or her primary caregiver, guardian, owner, whatever name you prefer, In all of these situations, home base equals safe.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.